Vincent Williams and dozens of men line outside the corner of an emergency homeless shelter in downtown Orlando. This has been his routine for almost 3 years. The Florida sun beats down on him, revealing a tinge of yellow in his eyes.
I have sickle cell anemia, and I have deterioration of my bones.
This genetic condition causes fatigue and unbearable episodes of pain known as sickle cell crises. The 52-year-old's last crisis was in 2012 while at work.
I was a cook at Denny's, and I went in one day and I was bleeding, and a cook can't bleed on the job. So they dismissed me. When I couldn't afford to pay the taxes on the house, couldn't afford to keep the lights on, I had to turn the house over to my stepmother, and I became homeless.
Along with sickle cell, Williams also lives with bipolar and diabetes. His last insulin shot was 4 months ago. With no job, no home, and no health insurance, Williams applied for Medicaid, the state-run medical coverage for those with low incomes. He was denied twice.
Unfortunately, in the state of Florida, a childless adult, low income, would not get Medicaid. And that's really the description of many of our homeless patients that we care for.
Bakari Burns is president and CEO of the Healthcare Center for the Homeless, based in Orlando. The busy community health clinic serves 14,000 low-income patients, many of whom are homeless. He says those who qualify for Medicaid are usually either low-income kids, adults caring for children, pregnant, elderly, or disabled.
Right now, if we look at our homeless patients, about 95% roughly are uninsured.
The Affordable Care Act aimed to address this, particularly through its Medicaid expansion. The provision allows those earning less than roughly $15,000 to qualify. It had the potential to insure over 750,000 more Floridians, including Williams. But Florida was one of the 24 states to reject this part of the law. Opponents say it would strain state budgets at a time when Medicaid makes up almost one-third of Florida's annual spending. This leaves many uninsured low-income residents struggling to access care, says Jim Wright. He's a sociology professor researching homelessness for almost 30 years.
And they often end up in the emergency room, which is a very expensive way to deliver health care, for conditions that would never have led to hospitalization or an emergency room visit if they were under the care of a primary care doctor.
Wright says conditions like physical and mental illness, substance abuse, and HIV/AIDS are only made worse by living on the streets.
Scavenging existence from the garbage cans, being out, exposed to the environment, exposed to risks of violence and predation and so on, all of these are not healthy behaviors.
Both Wright and Bakari Burns of the Healthcare Center for the Homeless stress the impact of affordable housing on health and preventing homelessness in the first place.
My doctors have said this before, we need to be able to write a prescription for housing.
After being denied twice for Medicaid, a lawyer took Vincent Williams' case to court. 2.5 years after becoming homeless, he was finally approved for the state-funded insurance.
It's like day and night. You know, just having it, it makes you feel good.
Access to physicians who take Medicaid is an issue in itself, but Williams remains optimistic, hoping that access to health care he needs will help him get off the streets. I'm Farah Dasani, 90.7 News.